to do work there. It's not easy. It's not easy to do development in Boston. It's not easy necessarily to open a new restaurant or to, you know, get something off the ground in Boston. Here in Worcester, I think you really can just have a little bit of a vision and you say, I want to open that restaurant. I want to build this building. I want to take this building and restore it. I think you really can. Not easy still. It still takes a lot of work. But
there's a lot of resources in place, and we're vocal about those resources. So it's not like you have to wade through seven Google
Unity,
tabs 97 to find out, you know, where you
WUTY, right, exactly. Worcester.
Want a building permit, very easy.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Cannabis 101 on Unity 979 FM, and I'm your host, Lauren Prey, and we have Jimmy Kang. How's it going?
Chris Papa.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing today, Lauren?
Excellent. So we have Chris, and we have a lot of guests today. It's going to be a very exciting show. We have Chris from UConn. We have Laura from Hole in the Wall Skincare and her husband, Mark. And we also have a couple special guests from High Purity, Chris and Gare, and
we
possibly
might have some special guests coming in later on in this show.
Yeah, excellent. So last night, just a little update in cannabis, they had the Sensi Connect event that Chantal and I attended. It was lovely. Great job, Richard. Thank you, Sensi. Shout out to you guys. And yeah, that's really all we have right now for events going on, but I'm sure we have some folks going on and telling us some new events. So, Chris, UConn student, last semester.
Yeah, trying to finish up, get out of there.
Nice, excellent. So tell us what you're doing right now.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to redefine what the protein bar market's looking like. And honestly, what I'm trying to do is bring a bar that infuses CBD with protein and try to bring an organic taste to it, because I think that it just makes sense that you start putting CBD inside of protein bars.
Yeah, no, it's great for recovery. That's excellent. So what's the name of the company that you're starting?
So the name of the company is Chiron Recovery. That's C-H-I-R-O-N, sometimes a little hard to spell, but we're really trying to promote it, and it's actually named after a Greek centaur, who is one of the wisest and justest of them all.
Oh, excellent. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Also one of the Greek gods that taught Apollo how to heal. So that's one of the reasons we wanted to integrate it. So he's actually one of the original healing gods.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we figured it went hand in hand with the recovery aspect of the bar, so we really wanted to integrate that mythology.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's excellent. Yeah. I love that.
Great concept, great name.
Yeah. So where do you sell your products, and where can people find your products?
So mostly right now, the best way to get our product is going to be online. So that's chiron-recovery.com. And also, we're going to start appearing at some local coffee shops, gas stations. So be on the lookout for Chiron Recovery bars coming hopefully to a place near you soon in the New England area.
Nice. Excellent. So you obviously are very active and are into fitness. So you must have just been kind of looking in the market and trying to find protein bars. And what kind of brought you to this?
So what really brought me to it was when I was working out really heavily last year, I had noticed that I was just getting really sore and that all the protein products I was buying would make my stomach turn. And I think a lot of it had to do with just like my body does not respond well to dairy. And so one of the things I noticed is that I was getting sore. I couldn't really eat a lot of the protein supplements I used to, and I was kind of at a loss other than just eating pounds of chicken at the dining hall every day. So I figured there's got to be a better way. And what I noticed is that you can kind of take some simple ingredients, get a high protein source like collagen protein, and make it into something really delicious like a new protein bar, since most of them that are made today, are based out of whey protein.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Wow.
And how many flavors do you have?
So right now we're trying to focus in on one, because one of the things that I think about the protein bar market is they try to expand themselves too far. Like, I feel like seldomly does a birthday cake protein bar really taste like birthday cake. So we're trying to really hone in on chocolate peanut butter, because we feel like that's the best flavor that for any type of protein supplement.
Absolutely. That's very popular. Mm-hmm. So what are the ingredients right now that are in the protein bars?
So right now we have a tri-blend of nuts, dates, cocoa powder, then the collagen protein, along with 20 milligrams of CBD. And with all those ingredients, we actually get 13 grams of protein.
That's impressive.
And how big are the protein bars, like the normal size?
Yeah, they're about 2 ounces, standard size, like an RX Clif bar. We tried to model them after the ones that were already kind of on the market. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's dope.
Very cool. Nice. So, what else is going on, though?
So what's really going on right now is we're really trying to get into this phase of selling. Like, we're getting our first order of bars in, and we're really trying to promote it. So anyone who's really on the lookout for a supplement that does 2-3 things at once, I mean, this is going to help you with your fatigue. This is going to help you with your soreness. This is going to help you fill yourself up after a workout. I mean, right now what's going on is we just want as many people to get and taste this as they can.
Excellent. Very cool. So find these guys in UConn and definitely get your hands on these bars.
No, absolutely. We're going to be on UConn. Come to the website. Go to the Instagram, still Chiron Recovery. Really find us out. Come to us, because we want to get you these bars as soon as possible.
So how'd you test it? You had, like, guys in UConn just
God.
Like, on the sports player and everything?
This process actually started over a year ago in my dorm room. I started making protein gummies. I started making protein cookies.
Oh, damn.
And then eventually I actually wound up going to London, studied abroad there for 4 months, and I worked with another entrepreneur. And what I had noticed is that I thought I was taking my approach all wrong, and I needed to go for something that was already in the market.
Yeah.
And I noticed that, what if I could try to make a protein bar? And it was just trial and error after trial and error until eventually I got a recipe that I think tastes pretty dang good.
Yeah, no, they're very delicious.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. It was definitely a lot of, like, going back to the drawing board, trying to see what ingredients work, what ingredients blend, how much can I borrow from other protein bars, how much innovation do I really need.
And the taste and everything, you gotta just, like, keep mixing.
Yeah, you gotta keep balancing, you gotta keep giving it out to people. It's a whole process. But the idea was that we wanted the consumer to be as happy as possible, which is why we ran as many taste tests as we could before we actually wound up bringing this bar to market.
That's excellent. Yeah. Wow. So kind of going back to your dorm room at UConn, I mean, this is really where it all started, right?
Yeah, it was really just the innovation, like, of getting together and being like, can we do something a better way? And we thought, like, it just seems so simple. We could take CBD, put it in a protein bar, make it organic, make it something that everyone could be excited about and accessible to as many people as possible, which is why, again, we keep out the way.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, it really grew from there. It grew from something I started kind of giving to my friends, then we started trying to sell it to my friends, and then we started trying to bring it out to market. So it's really been nice to see it grow from kind of the seed of an idea to something where I can sit here today and really stand up and be proud of it.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Nice.
So isn't there a program that UConn has that actually helped you facilitate this whole project and kind of bring it to life as well?
Yeah, so UConn, I was actually able to secure over $4,000 worth of funding through two different events. There was a Get Seated pitch that awarded me $1,000 for kind of presenting the idea. And then I was actually got $3,000 from an Accelerate UConn program that allowed me to travel all over the country to start exploring CBD, learn more about it, and see if there's really a market for the product.
Wow, that's amazing.
No, it was
very
great.
Very supportive of UConn to do that.
Yeah, awesome. For as much as I'm a senior, I'm going to miss it when I'm gone. It was a great place to be.
Yeah, well, they have great alum now.
I still wish I was in college.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. It's a great time. I mean, being in college and being able to be an entrepreneur and being able to take both experiences together, it's just made it that much better.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But one of the really cool things that from the program that I got the $3,000 from, it allowed me to travel back and forth. I was able to go to Denver for a CBD expo, Orlando for a CBD expo. We were able to go to Vegas and get a procurement for some small order of a sample protein balls that we were trying to do.
Excellent.
So it was great to be able to go out there, see the country, and figure out all these people who were excited about CBD just like I was.
Yeah. So did you guys have booths, or did you guys walk it?
So the first one we went to was really just a matter of gathering information. Mm-hmm. But at the one we went to in Orlando, we actually were able to hand out over 100 sample packets to a bunch of different companies there and start kind of getting a gauge for, is there an industry for this collagen protein bar that we're trying to create? And it looked like a lot of people really loved the taste, and it was exciting to really see the positive feedback.
That's excellent. Nice. Very cool. Very nice.
Now, the effects of, for people that don't know what, like, CBD does in a protein bar, so what's the effect, and why would it benefit an athlete or someone or anyone that wants to eat it?
Yeah, so particularly for athletes, like, especially if they're in the NCAA, like a college athlete, like, THC is usually a no-no. A lot of people want to avoid it. So we actually use a broad-spectrum CBD. So we have zero THC in the bar. So it's completely safe for anyone to use. It's not going to be psychoactive at all. And what it's going to do is it's really going to help you mellow out after your workout. It's going to work on the fatigue. It's going to work on the soreness, some of the inflammation that you have. What it's going to do is it's going to kind of work like an anti-inflammatory.
So it helps you recover.
Exactly. It's going to really help you recover after your workout. Mm-hmm. And what it's going to do, it's going to do it in an organic way. The same way that the ingredients you're eating for the nutrition are going to fuel you up in a nutritious way, the CBD is going to help you recover in a healthy way, more organic way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So did you choose the broad spectrum because it had no THC over?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We chose the broad spectrum because we figured it could reach a much wider market. And we know a lot of people, even if it's minimal, like the 0.3, 0.2% THC, still freaks them out that it's in there. So you want to go with something that was a little more universal.
Yeah. And for those of you listening, the difference between broad spectrum and full spectrum CBD is that the THC is actually remediated from the full spectrum oil, and then it's put into a different batch. So this oil for broad spectrum has no THC and all the other minor cannabinoids, which are great for recovery as well. So instead of having an isolate, which is just 99.9% CBD, you chose the broad spectrum, which also has those other great minor cannabinoids too, which are amazing for recovery.
Exactly. Trying to get as much of the plant in there as we can. We want to make sure that we can get all of the benefits out of this and put as much into recovery as we can, because I mean, our slogan is redefine recovery, and that's what we really want to set out to do. We want to be a company that changes how people are going to recover after they work out.
Awesome. Yeah, so you're selling the lifestyle also as well.
Exactly. We're going to be trying to come out with some t-shirts soon, some lighters too, so check the website for those to come out. They're going to be exclusive one-time drops if you want to support the company. And going off of that, we're trying to promote this new healthy, simple lifestyle of protein bars.
Awesome. Yeah, no, eat the protein bars, wear your shirt.
Exactly.
Become an ambassador.
Cut the sleeves off, make a nice little cutout.
Show how ripped you are now that you've been.
Now that you're switching over to the Chiron Recovery protein bars, you're going to get jacked. It's 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you play sports?
I played basketball, wrestling, and then I also did lacrosse.
So you're eating protein bars and having protein whey shakes.
Dry at this point. It was just a chore. Just grilled chicken and dry protein scoops.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Delicious.
Yeah, it was a great time. College was so much fun for those days.
So I'm actually not too familiar with the difference between whey and collagen. Can you kind of get into that for our listeners?
Yeah, so whey protein is actually going to have dairy in it, and that's one of the biggest things. So whey is coming from the cow, but it's being formed from the cow's actual milk. Whereas with collagen protein, it's coming from the beef hairs, the beef hide. So there's actually no dairy in it, and that's allowing people who actually have lactose intolerance to consume the bar. So I would say is the key difference is collagen has no dairy.
Excellent. So that's also good for people that are lactose intolerant, which most people are.
Also a lifestyle change where some people just don't want dairy. They don't view it as natural to have another animal's milk. And I kind of support that view. I mean, that's what happened with me. I was kind of more someone who used to eat a lot of dairy and then switched over. Now more almond milk, trying to cut it out of my diet. And I've seen some great results from it.
Excellent. Yeah. A lot of my friends are actually cutting dairy out.
It's definitely a lifestyle change.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And we figure if we're going to be a lifestyle company, we want to be supportive, and you can only be as supportive as the person founding it. So my whole thing is keep the dairy out of bed, keep it as minimal as you can, and try to consume other sources of protein.
That's awesome, yeah. Very cool. Nice. Excellent. But yeah, what else?
So at the event yesterday.
Oh, yeah, at the Sensi event?
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. Yeah, we had a, who was it? I mean, they had different people. Actually, Rev Clinics was there. They had a hearing in Cambridge, and they did win for basically to have their dispensary become rec. So that's great for them. Congratulations. What else? They had some construction companies there and food, and yeah, it was really good. They had a band, and Mark did a great job, and excellent.
And you got a website for everyone to hear and go to?
Mm-hmm. Yes. www.chiron-recovery.com. You can buy the product.
Spell Chiron for everyone?
No problem. Chiron-regularrecovery.
Excellent. Yeah. But what else is going on, folks?
Yeah, what's your next event that you guys are
going to? Actually, wait. Before we go, oh my gosh, we have to talk about the most important thing.
Of course.
For summer, what you're doing with UConn right now, right? What you're doing with UConn for the contest?
Oh,
that's wicked big. We have to talk about this.
With UConn, what we're trying to do is trying to secure more funding through the contest we're doing. Yeah, so there's a chance for me to win $15,000 worth of grant money from UConn, and we're working on the application right now, and hopefully we can be selected. It's going to allow us to get in front of a group of judges, essentially, pitch our idea, our business plan, how far we've gotten, and see if they really believe in us enough to take that next step, because obviously $15,000 coming in really going to help us get everything we want with the product even that much more perfect.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to be a part of. Like, UConn really supporting us like that is going to be fantastic. And it's great for a young entrepreneur like me to really get the chance to talk to investors and see what the process is really going to be about going forward.
Absolutely. And it's kind of cool that UConn is supporting, obviously a student and entrepreneur from their college, but also getting into the cannabis market.
UConn's actually one of the first colleges to have a cannabis and horticulture class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, UConn's very on the forefront of helping out with the cannabis. They have some great professors, a great program. Like, I would say it's definitely a great school for promoting cannabis.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Happy Earth is actually a sponsor of one of those classes, too, so we're pretty involved.
That's fantastic.
And Gare, our CSO, is from UConn as well.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. UConn's very, very friendly with cannabis. They're excellent.
Definitely. The class definitely was something I wish I could have taken, but I was abroad at the time. It would have been a fantastic place to go to, though.
Yeah. No, that's excellent. Very cool.
Abroad's not bad either.
No, listen, being in London for 4 months definitely has its perks.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you also said you worked with an entrepreneur there.
So I worked with an entrepreneur, Justin. And it was just a great experience. It taught me a lot of the ways and the methods of how to be a successful entrepreneur.
Nice. What does he do? What's his company?
So he's involved in real estate. He's actually doing intergenerational living, which is trying to combine older people and younger people all living together in the same household with the idea that the younger people can actually aid and be in community with the older people. And it's a great idea, I think, to prevent loneliness in elderly communities and also provide affordable housing, because a lot of the housing in London is very expensive.
Wow, that's really cool. That's a totally game-changer idea.
Yeah, it's one of those great things where I got to be a part of it on the ground level, got to help him out, meet with a bunch of people, and it was just one of those experiences I'll never forget. Definitely something that changed the course of my life.
Wow, very cool. Well,
yeah,
thank you.
Definitely an influential figure for me.
Excellent. Nice. Well, I think we're about to go to break for a sec, but before we go, visit Chris and Chiron at
chiron.com.
Correct mundo.
And if you can't remember the name, it's in Greek mythology, was held to be the superlative centaur amongst the brethren, since he was called the wisest and the justest of all centaurs.
Exactly.
And he healed who again?
He taught Apollo how to heal.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, you've been listening to Cannabis 101 on Newly 979 FM, and we'll be back.
Thank you.
Good job.
I appreciate
it.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
UTY Radio is streaming at WTY979FM.org. We'd like to thank our listeners and supporters.
Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Recruit, retain, incubate. For more information, visit WorcesterChamber.org. David Meradian Jr., State Representative of the 9th Worcester District. DavidMeradian.com. And the Worcester Bravehearts baseball team. To learn more, visit WorcesterBravehearts.com.
Unity Radio. Worcester's Community Connection.
And welcome back to Cannabis 101 on Unity 979 FM, Worcester's Community Connection. And here we have Laura and Mark from Hole in the Wall Skincare. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, so how's it going today? Yeah, good. Yeah.
Very good day.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be
Excellent.
In Worcester.
Nice, yeah. So where are you guys from?
So we are from, we're from West Warren.
Nice, excellent. And Hole in the Wall Skincare, how did this really come about? Because there's two different, like, segments almost of Hole in the Wall, right?
Yes, there is. I have my CBD skincare company, and then my husband, Mark.
I have the cultivation education company, so
Excellent.
I basically go around the state and teach people all aspects of cannabis education, from teaching people how to cultivate their own at home to teaching law enforcement as well, you know, the laws that are established in the state, you know, by the CCC, because it's, you know, just across the board, everybody needs education. It's important. So that's very important to me. So.
I actually went to one of those classes, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I went last week. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Got a nice plant.
Yep.
Excellent. Yep. Very excited to grow my own.
And he really, really knows how to grow, because his strains are amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. It means a lot. It really does. It really does. I, you know, pride myself in that. You know, I've been growing now for 20 years, and I just love what I do. It's my passion, you know, and I love sharing that knowledge with other people at my classes and stuff as well. So, you know, at the Summit Lounge, I do a free class the first Wednesday of every month. So anybody who wants to learn how to cultivate, I have a full range. So I go from a seed and clone class, my next class next month on March 4th or 5th. I'm not sure which the exact date is, the first Wednesday of the month. That will be the veg stage into flowering stage. And then actually on April 1st, the first day of 420, this year I'm going to be having a harvest and hash making class and party there. So come down to the Summit Lounge and check that out. It'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Nice. So now, how do you guys collaborate together with both Hole in the Wall companies? Or kind of, yeah, give us a background of...
Well, we have been a couple since 1998.
Nice.
97. I'm sorry. 1997. I met Mark when I was still in high school.
Aww.
High school sweethearts.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, we're married. We have two boys. We have a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Dang, you look like you're 20, so that's crazy. Oh, it must be these skincare products, honestly. That's
skincare
crazy.
Cannabis,
yeah,
like Paul Walker stuff. Right?
He really does, actually. That's... Wow, you
get
that a lot?
He gets that a lot.
We've been married for 18 years this summer in August.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Congrats. Congrats.
18 years.
We have two boys. Our oldest is 20. He'll be 21 this summer. And then our youngest is a senior in high school.
Nice. See that? Stick with weed.
Cannabis is the key. It is the key.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah, so basically, you know, where it all started, you know, when 20 years ago, you know, I've smoked for a long time. You know, as a kid, I enjoyed it. I never enjoyed drinking. You know, smoking was always my thing. So, you know, as we got older and we, you know, got an apartment together and stuff and finally bought our house, we decided that we wanted to do that for ourselves, you know, so we're not out in the streets and buying stuff. You know, you know where stuff comes from.
Yeah,
so, you know, 20 years ago, we started doing that for ourselves and just kind of, you know, literally we were growing in a hole in our wall.
So that's how the name came about.
Yeah, that's where
it was
about.
Our old well pump used to sit in this tiny little hole in this concrete hole in the wall, and we pulled the well pump out of there and moved it somewhere else, and that's where the hole in the wall all started 20 years ago. And you know, back in 2018, we had run across a cannabis event in Spencer, Massachusetts, and it changed our lives. You know, it really opened up a whole new world of cannabis to us. It showed us that, you know, it's okay. We're not the only ones out there that, you know, are hiding and smoking cannabis behind, you know, closed doors all the time. And it's nice that you can be open. And we met people that, you know, we've known for 20 years that we didn't even know they smoked. So it's opened up a whole new world for us. So back, you know, 2018, we started to get into the industry, went to a couple of events, and my wife, it'll be a year this April that she got her legal CBD business together up and running.
Congratulations.
So I'll let her talk about that. She's got a website and all that stuff. So
yeah, please tell us.
I was able to, I submitted my application on April 19th. It would have been April 20th, but that was a Saturday, but close enough. But yeah, I make all natural skincare. Right now I make, CBD tinctures, salves. I make 24 karat gold CBD face serum.
Yeah, that's the
one. A lot of people don't know that, gold is amazing for your skin, and with a combination of great oils and the CBD that I infuse into it, you know, you really can achieve a lot of different things.
Yeah.
That's why you look so young.
Exactly. No, seriously.
It really works, guys.
Yeah.
Cannabis
it's award-winning, too. So
yes.
Where was the award from, and what was the award for again?
So I entered the Harvest Cup, which is held at the DCU Center. And I was quite nervous, too. I had never entered a competition before. So I entered my gold skincare, my gold face serum, and I also entered a salve. So nice. I won first and second in the topicals category.
That's amazing. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Wow, very cool. Yeah, the gold serum's amazing, guys. You definitely have to try it out. Very cool.
Thank you so much. And then this year at the Harvest Cup, I believe it's November 14th and 15th at the DCU Center, I'll be a judge. I'll be judging one of the categories, yeah.
Excellent. For topicals?
Yes, for topicals.
Awesome.
So
very cool.
Get your submissions in.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yep. We have a very tough judge since
And what's the award that you won with your trees?
So I was a part of a competition last year called the Pheno Cup. Last year, MTG Seeds sponsored it. This year, House of Orange, City Slickers, and the Brothers Grimm are the seed sponsors for it. So I took first place in the sativa category last year, which is incredible. It was just a great competition. Everybody got the same seeds from the same packs, and they had to see who the best growers were. So it was a pretty incredible competition. So they had three different categories, the sativa, indica, and the hybrid category. And I ended up taking home the first place in sativa. It was pretty incredible. So actually the launch party for this year's Pheno Cup is tomorrow night at the Summit Lounge for that.
Yeah, so, don't miss it, folks.
You know, and I'll be entering that again, all three categories, see if I can't take home another trophy. It'd be pretty amazing. So see what happens. Yeah. Nice. Also, we're working on a clothing line as well.
For
our little green guy here. His name is Mikey X. So we're going to be hopefully getting our exclusives pretty soon.
You could grab them at Exclusives, 39 Pleasant Street in Worcester, Mass. We hold exclusive products from music to fashion. So, most
incredible
definitely.
Little spot. I'm excited.
It's cool.
I got goosebumps
very cool
right now. So
we do fashion shows and everything. And these guys right here are amazing people. As couples and individuals, they're amazing.
Power couple.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what is Mikey X? Where'd you guys get that?
So Mikey X, so this is how Mikey X all started for me. It was actually one of the first strains that I was given back in 99 when my best friend had given me this gift. So it was a strain called Mikey that he had given me, and it was an Afghani hash plant strain, and it was the most incredible thing I had ever had. I would give a lot to have that back again, you know, the original cut from, you know, 20 years ago. So that was the original Mikey, and I had actually crossed that strain with Northern Lights and Super Skunk and came up with this incredible flower, and I had named it Mikey X, just after the original Mikey, because as far as to my knowledge, the original Mikey is gone. It was created by some scientists down in Virginia in the 90s, and it was amazing. So in honor of that, and then this little guy that we had come up with and purchased the rights to from a lady, and you know, we're gonna start selling some clothes and start marketing him and getting him out there. So
nice, awesome yoga pants.
So one of the things that differentiates growing your plants compared to other people is that you had your strains for a long time, right?
Yeah, there's some strains I've had for 20 years. You know, actually this year it'll be 21 years. I've had some since 1999. I've had the same clones, just rotating the moms of them, you know, not by seed. I have, you know, the original Northern Light strains and the original grape strains. I have a couple up here. This is the original, the original diesel strain.
I got all the old
2001. I mean, the stuff's just amazing. You know, the smell, I'll pass this around to you guys. I think you've already seen that one.
Yeah, seen all of these. And they're like, I'm talking about the
you've seen this one. This is the Glittles. So that's a strain. It's from Ethos Genetics. It's pretty incredible. It's GG4
so
crossed
pretty
with Skittles. So pretty amazing. But, you know, I grow in all live soil, all organic. I hand trim everything, you know, so it's I really take pride in what I do. I want that.
Yeah, the thing I always notice about all your trees is that the trichome is amazing. Mm-hmm. You taught me some other stuff, you know, like the fuzzy things that people think is trichome, you know, that's not really
the there's
trichome.
There's systolith hairs, you know, there's different parts of the plant that, you know, makes it look really fuzzy and frosty.
And then all your trees got a very good nose. You know, some people got that crystals with no nose, you know, it's one or the other, but like...
Yeah, it's... the true, you know, aromas
amazing
of those flowers. It's amazing. And I pride myself, you know, I've searched for years for those strains that hit all those four. You look at it. Mm-hmm. Great. It looks great. You crack it open. It smells great. Then you want to see if it smokes and tastes great, and then if it gets you high. So if they hit all four, I've gone through dozens, hundreds of strains that, you know, haven't met my criteria. You know, I really focus on that. So that's, you know, in teaching other people. So that's
imagine holding on to a strain for like 20 years.
And keeping it alive,
And keeping it alive. That's amazing.
Yeah. Do you have, like, do you hold any seeds, just a little seed bank?
I have some stuff put away for those, yeah, just in case. I'm actually working on some programs with some people to get, you know, some cryo stuff with them and some cultures and things. So also I'm working on another program. I'm actually going to be teaching at Holyoke Community College, doing their cultivation programs in the very near future with C3RN. So they're doing big stuff, too.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I saw that. That's amazing, yeah.
Holyoke Community College got a nice teacher.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And you forgot to mention all of your cannabis is lab tested at MCR Labs in Framingham.
Perfect.
Right along with my skincare line.
Safety screening as well as you know, potency and stuff. So, and then also this is some of the hash that I make. So if you guys want to come down April 1st and check out some of this gooey, gummy, nasty stuff, then we can make it and, you know,
we'll enjoy it that night there.
Yeah, no, we can
make
it
make it that night and we'll enjoy it that night at the Summit Lounge and pass it around and
I'll be there. Nice.
It'll be a great time. So come down to the Summit.
So you can make hash and like smoke it right away.
Oh yeah, with the method I use. Some of the methods I use. Oh yeah. Well, it's good stuff.
You don't need the rosin press or? Nope. I guess we'll find out, guys.
Yeah, come down and find out. Teach you some.
Well, he's been going for 20 years, so you know, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I think we're gonna wrap it up and go to break soon. But before we go, please check out Home and Wall Skincare. And fellas, Valentine's Day is Friday, so. Also, hint
and
to my boyfriend, please
tell them
skincare
where they can find your products.
Yes, and where can we find
you
your products?
You can find my products at holeinthewallcare.com. I'm also located in about 8 different shops located in Massachusetts, as far as Hardwick, Vermont. Hoping to get into some more shops, so if anyone wants to reach out, holeinthewallcare@gmail.com. We'll talk wholesale.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, we have a class tomorrow. Everyone can see him there. And
Follow me on Instagram at Hole in the Wall Cultivation. You can pretty much find everything I do right on there.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Cool. And thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Well, you've been listening to Cannabis 101 on 97.9 Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection, and we'll be back.
You're listening to Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection.
Hi, I'm Patience Hemingway. Join me each and every Sunday as I present In the Spirit on Gospel Gold, where we meditate on the sweet words of God and breathe in His Spirit. I am Patience Hemingway. Join me as I present In the Spirit on Gospel Gold on Unity 97.9, Worcester's Community Connection.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Unity Radio is streaming at WTY979FM.org. We'd like to thank our listeners and supporters.
State Senator Michael Moore. SenatorMikeMoore.com. Holy Cross Basketball Alumni Friends. And the Sullivan Group, Insurance and Risk Management Services. For more information, visit sullivangroup.com.
Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection.
And just like the old days, Eddie's Flooring America has gone full circle. I'm Howie, and Eddie has decided to bring back furniture. Yes, leather furniture. Check out our newest department featuring leather. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, and all at Eddie's famous low, low prices.
Unity Radio. Worcester, we've got you. Yeah.
knowing your breasts can save your life. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
Being good at life means getting your finances together so you can focus on the moments that matter most. With over 170 years of expertise, New York Life Insurance Company provides you with benefits you can enjoy while you're, well, living. So give Ellis Cropper, your local New York Life agent, a call. He can help you build a solid financial future to help you and your family be good at life. You can reach him at 774-261-0388 or look for him at newyorklife.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sunta Africa, and I am here to invite you to join me on my show, The Journey. You can tune in on Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection, WUTY 97.9 FM.org, on your FM dial at 97.9 FM, and on Facebook at Unity 97.9 FM. The Journey is broadcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m., and again, a replay at 3 p.m. So, I'm sure you can fit me into your busy schedule, right? On my show, we got some jewels and some tools to help you live a compassionate, healthy life, and always that good, good music. Join me, won't you? Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for The Journey. I'll see you real soon on Wooty, W-U-T-Y, 97.9 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis 101 on 979 FM, Worcester's Community Connection. And here we have Chris Gusha and Gary Lauschus from High Purity Extractions.
Hi, yes. Nice to be here with you guys. Thanks for having us.
Gary's looking at me funny because I might have messed up his last name.
It's Lucius.
Lucius.
And Gary.
See him all the time.
Yeah, so my name's Chris. Obviously, I'm with High Purity, and Gare here is our chief science officer, and I'm the vice president. Give a little background, I think, of High Purity and who we are. We're licensed in the state of Massachusetts and Connecticut to work with manufacture CBD products, mainly contract manufacturing, white labeling services for folks looking to manufacture their own consumer goods. We do a lot of custom craft formulating, very niche offerings, a lot of chemistry behind what we do. In Massachusetts, we're licensed to grow, extract, and create CBD products, and we're always coming up with neat, cool, and innovative ways to approach the market. And we have some really nice initiatives that we're trying to launch in 2020. One of them being why we're primarily here is water soluble CBD and CBG and other rare cannabinoids. I'm going to leave the technical talk to Gare here, but to dive a little bit into why water-soluble and nanotechnology is kind of all the rage as a new, unique product offering for folks looking to enter the space.
Nice. So what is water-soluble CBD, CBG? What makes it water-soluble?
So cannabinoids in themselves are immiscible in water. It'll be the oil and water, you know, olive oil and water kind of thing. Using water-soluble makes it so that you can put cannabinoids into water-based products.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that, we use molecules that are happily existing in water. And what they do is they encapsulate the cannabinoids so that you can have the cannabinoids be surrounded, and they're happy to be surrounded in that way. And then you can have it go straight into water. And when you hear nano-encapsulated, which is a pretty big buzzword right now in the industry, that means that the particle size of the encapsulate is in the nanometer range. So we target between 60 and 100 nanometers mm-hmm. for our particle sizes. And that is what sort of gives you that nano encapsulation per se. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it water soluble.
Interesting.
And how much do you need in the water to get, you know, get it right?
So a big reason why nanotechnology and water soluble is highly sought after is because it's the old less is more mentality, where the particle size gets shrunk down. You know, in layman's terms, it gets down to nano size, between 60 and 100 nanometers, and that. And correct me if I'm wrong, Gare, increases the surface area in your digestive tract. There's more particles or particles per square inch that is able to absorb into your body, and therefore another big buzzword is called bioavailability. So taking, it could be up to almost eight times the potency or efficacy is that, like taking 10 milligrams of let's say, a CBD isolate, if you convert it into a nanoparticle or water-soluble, could be upward to taking, you know, 10 milligrams of that could be like taking 80 milligrams of isolate.
Wow.
So, yeah, less is more. Did I miss anything, kind of?
No, that's absolutely correct, Chris.
Are there any products like it out right now?
There are. More and more people and more consumer good brands are getting involved into this technology. It's a very cool offering for people just trying to get in and dip their toes into the industry, because it presents a unique opportunity and from a marketing perspective to separate themselves from the competition. And it also is cool for people who already have good existing brands to add to their product catalog as a new product offering, unique product offering. And the really neat thing about what we're doing is, you know, not only we're doing it at production scale, we can handle, you know, 30 kilograms of isolate per hour. We can process it at that rate, which is a very high rate. You know, what they can do is, or what we can do for them is formulate it into any conceivable consumer good, whether it be a formulation for split caps, a formulation for stick packs, any sort of drink additive. We do it in a liquid, in a powdered version. They're called emulsions, but the liquid is more used or geared toward tincture-based formulations as a drink adder. We got some pretty cool projects going on currently in the wine and liquor industry.
Nice.
You know, and that kind of, we get into the rarer cannabinoids because mm-hmm. CBD is still some gray area behind it, where some of the other rare cannabinoids are a bit of a workaround for folks looking, especially beverage companies, looking to get into the space. You know, it's a good starting point, because CBG, for instance, CBG, which is the mother to all other cannabinoids, is not federally illegal. It's not scheduled, and therefore it isn't as highly scrutinized as CBD is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a creative workaround for some beverage companies that are looking to get into the space and are highly interested in getting into the space. So, you know, we have a lot of experience in dealing with those rare cannabinoids, Gare being the primary person dealing with those rare cannabinoids, but we manufacture CBG, CBN, CBC, CBDV, all those fun stuff, you know.
Yeah. Now, does the isolate that you put in the water, does it have a taste?
So it is inherently diluted, and the encapsulation process itself lends it to be a little less on the palate and on the nose. So when you introduce it to water, there's not a heavy nose or heavy taste associated.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an isolate, if you're creating it using an isolate-based starting material, isolate is inherently not very potent in smell and taste. So it doesn't really affect taste or smell too much.
Nice.
Yeah. So we've, like Chris mentioned before, we've been working with some clients in the beverage industry with wine specifically, and people can be very particular about the taste appearance of their wine, and that was a big thing for us, was to create a product that was able to maintain both the, you know, the taste on the tongue and on the nose, the smell, and then as well as the appearance. That was another huge thing. You know, you don't want to you want to be able to put something into your product, you know, your glass of wine, without really
changing
changing the appearance. Yeah, you don't want to make it cloudy. You don't want to. You want to have it just look like you just dropped something in, and now it's got a little bit of CBG or CBD in that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've gone through some recent, improvements on our process, continuous process improvement. Updating some equipment, adding some new equipment. We just ran through a nice production run on our bigger, heavier piece of equipment, capable of handling 30 input kilos an hour. But we've sampled or drew samples off at 0 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, and 60 minutes to compare, on a particle size analysis that we do in-house using technology. It's got a really tight bell curve, and you can see, it's tough to understand if you're not, educated on reading bell curves and nanometer size, but you can see the progression of the molecule shrinking down through those 20-minute intervals.
Nice.
We're happy to introduce this and launch this as something that we are a big initiative of ours, both on the consumer goods perspective, but we also process quite a bit for folks that create their own isolate and distillate and process.
Yeah. I want to touch more on that after this break, because there's definitely something right there that I want to kind of share on, and I want to learn more about the mother of all cannabinoids, CBG. So, everyone, you've been listening to Cannabis 101 on Union 979 FM, Worcester's Community Connection, and we'll be right back.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ernie Floyd, founder and executive director of Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection. Unity Radio is a voice for the Worcester community. In addition, Unity Radio's efforts include creating digital inclusion and provide media services to our community organizations. Thank you to our underwriters, supporters, and you, our listeners. Unity Radio will continue to use participatory radio as a tool to effect change in our communities. As we begin to change, we seek to improve. Unity Radio 102.9 FM has moved to 97.9 FM and streaming at unityradioma.org. Your support has been our success. I'm Ernie Floyd, founder and executive director of Unity Radio, and on behalf of everyone at Unity Radio, I thank you. Unity 979 FM, Worcester's Community Connection.
How well do you know Worcester? Let's find out by connecting Worcester style. Join me, Lisa Casillo, to connect with people in our community that work, play, and build businesses here. You never know who will be connecting with Worcester style. Connect with us live Friday at 11, streaming on WUTY979FM.org, and watch us on Facebook Live. Just search Unity Radio MA. Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection.
And welcome back to Cannabis 101 on Unity 979 FM, Worcester's Community Connection. And we're back with Chris and Gare from High Purity. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we were kind of talking about zeta potential and particle size. And I kind of just want to touch on that and see why that's important. And if you guys can tell us about that, just because one really knows about that and why it's important.
Absolutely. So you know, we I think go. There's nothing secret about what we're doing. Proprietary. It's a well-known process. But we feel as though, you know, from a production standpoint, we can offer a higher throughput than most, and we have the right people operating the equipment and the right chemists formulating the material post-process. So, and we do a bit more stringent testing than most. We do test for particle size to confirm that we're in that range that we target, 60 mm-hmm. to 100 nanometers. And we also test for zeta potential, which is an accelerated shelf life study or stability test, really. Mm-hmm. And I guess I can lean more on you to talk about zeta potential, but yeah.
Yeah, why is it important, Gary?
Yeah, so zeta potential is important because, it, like Chris said, it's a stability study. So what they're measuring is how likely it is that that molecule, that encapsulation, is going to break down. Mm-hmm. And the stronger the encapsulation, the more stable that molecule, the longer your shelf life is going to be. So our water-soluble products are very shelf-stable and have a stability of over a year. So that our zeta potential is very low, which means that it's very stable. The other thing that you mentioned would be the nanometer size. Mm-hmm. And as Chris mentioned prior, having a smaller size encapsulation increases the surface area in which those particles can interact with your digestive tract. Mm. Having a smaller surface area means more particles can interact with a given area of digestive tract, and you can uptake more cannabinoids. Mm. The other part of that, which Chris also mentioned, would be the less is more. So cannabinoids in and of themselves, being hydrophobic, when you ingest them, all of the membranes within your body, they don't want to have those molecules pass through them. It's a very difficult process to get those molecules across that membrane, so it's not as effective. When you nano-encapsulate those molecules and you make them water-soluble, you also make them very favorable to interact with the membranes within your body and have those molecules be uptaken. So you're getting more effect out of less molecules.
Right. Mm. Very cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I thought that our bodies had CB1 and CB2 receptors, and when we do take in like CBD and other minor cannabinoids, it goes into our body, though, not needing it to be water soluble, right? Or
well, you don't need it to be water soluble. There's certain vitamins out there that are more bioavailable than others.
Okay, so you're just making it more bioavailable.
Exactly. It interacts with your body better than if you were to absorb it in a different format. So
yeah. So the general idea is that, you know, you have CB1 receptors all throughout your body, but in order to do that, they need to cross through the membranes within your digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
And by water, by encapsulating those molecules and making them water soluble, more of those molecules are going to be able to pass through those membranes within your digestive tract before they're broken down by the digestive process.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, this is actually something that we were in the studio yesterday.
We were in our studio yesterday with Big Nate, Ostar from, you know, Worcester, and Capadonna from the Wu-Tang Clan. They got a show in Brazil coming up, so right now they're out shopping and everything. But
cowboy hats.
But last night, actually, we were sitting here with Chantel and Chris, and we're talking about products, working with Purity, CBD, introducing Capadonna to CBD. You know, he thought it was a drug, and at first he was like, CBD? He's like, no, I can't do that, Jimmy. And I'm like, no, CBD isn't weed. This stuff that you're smoking right now. He goes, no, this is THC, marijuana. And I'm like, no, there's CBD in it. So I'm still kind of explaining to him what CBD is. For people that don't know what that is, you know, from the streets, you know, they're just like, oh, is it a chemical? CBD, like, why am I going to put CBD in my body or smoke CBD? You know, that's what that was like the main thing of Cap, which, you know, I got him to understand, you know, it's federally legal and, you know, it's everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And people are actually using it as a healing
mechanism. It's a tool, yeah.
So he's researching everything. And once he researched it, he was like, all right, cool. And the thing that he liked when he talked to Chris and Chantel last night was going with Purity,
with the water soluble. He said, you know, he would like to have water with CBD that could,
perfect,
you know, relax you or whatever, you know, help you out and everything.
Dry mouth, getting ready for shows.
And for Big Nate All-Star, you know, he was also talking about working with Chris, which is crazy because Chris and Big Nate play baseball together.
Yeah, they go way back.
Yeah, so it's like, it's amazing. And Chantel knows Nate from back in the days, too, and I know Chantel for a long time. So it's like, we just bring in everything back into a circle. And, you know, Nate's traveling with Capadonna from the Wu-Tang Clan nonstop right now, and I just signed him to Wu-Tang Management. So,
congrats, Big Nate.
You know, yeah, Big Nate played for the Toronto Blue Jays and everything, too, so he's like an athlete with a rap sheet.
Nice.
So with that in mind, which is so funny how we were talking about, like, protein bars earlier, Nate was talking to High Purity about coming up with body bars, you know, the protein bars, you know, the sprays, like Icy Hot kind of sprays for athletes and everything. You know?
Yeah, and this is really kind of where we, you know, thrive in custom craft formulations, potential collaborations with Capadonna, Nate, obviously, the Capadonna, we have a couple cool ideas with the,
absolutely,
you know, with a honey lemon flavored type drink additive, utilizing our water soluble and formulating something really neat for him.
Honey water.
Honey water. But yeah, you know, I know that we still have some time, but I do want to make sure we get
video. Let's get you guys, let's show everyone what water soluble is. And
right.
It looks like you brought two different types. So you brought the
Liquid and the powder today,
nice.
Right?
Nice, excellent.
So I have two unopened bottles of water, very clear. Take a sip just so I can shake it a little bit.
Nice, thanks. Let's make some space.
So we'll take this. And this is our water soluble. It does, it's not clear. It has a little bit of an off-white color to it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very potent water soluble right here. So this would be 20%. CBG actually, by weight. So we'll take a few drops.
I had that, and that thing works right away.
So you take a few drops, it goes right in. Put the cap back on so we don't get any spills. Close it up.
Yeah.
We'll give it a shake. And you can see that it does go right into the solution.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing on top, no particles inside of it. And if you give it a taste, this is very subjective.
What do you think?
Doesn't change the taste of the water at all. I mean, water doesn't have too much of a taste to begin with, but it doesn't impart any taste. A little bit of color.
We are improving on the color, too, with some continuous process improvement, some added equipment.
But there's absolutely no taste, because I tried it before. It tastes like water.
No, you know what? No taste. And for water, it's a pretty good metric, because if you put it into something else, tea, coffee, you know, your favorite beverage in the morning, if you're going to drink it with some juice, if you're going to drink it in a soda, those have much stronger flavors. So this is going to impart even less flavor. And then if you know, water is perfectly clear, so it's kind of obvious when you do add something into it. So if you're adding it into another colored beverage, again, it's a little bit less.
Yeah, and it becomes, again, Gear had mentioned that's at a 20% concentration, which is a very high concentration. That was our liquid emulsion, and we can manufacture that anywhere from 1 to 20% concentration. The powder, I don't think we'll have enough time to put into suspension here. It's a little bit more difficult to handle, but we can do that into anywhere from 2 to 20% concentration. The powder, liquid, they're both used for different applications, but powder's heavily used in, you know, your stick packs and vitamin C packs, the emergency packs, those types
protein
of things.
Protein tubs, yeah.
Where the liquid is more geared toward like a Mio type of drink additive.
Water-based tinctures.
Oil-based or water-based tinctures.
Which not a lot of people are doing.
So, yeah, that's a bit of what we do, and what we are very good at is being able to formulate, stay a little bit ahead of the curve when it comes to trends and our ability to execute, you know, on these custom formulations. So I don't know how much time we have left. I saw somebody wave a 1 minute, but we'll wrap up.
All right, cool, excellent. And also, if you have isolate or isolate, CBD isolate, please reach out to High Purity because they can also convert that to other soluble products for you as well.
And if you need products made with CBD, CBG, any kind of things, CBN. Or CBG, CBN, talk to High Purity.
Natural products.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Guys, thanks
you guys
for having
coming.
Us.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been listening to Cannabis 101 on Unity 979 FM, Worcester's Community Connection. Thank you, guys.